is all that ruckus? The patient in 204. That's my patient, Mr. Thompson. He's already ran off two nurses. Give me his chart. Jesus! Nurse Megan, go get some ice cream, pudding, and jello. At least two flavors. Nurse Natalie, come with me. Oh, I know this is your first day interning. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Just do as I say and everything will be fine. Yes, we're going in there. Look at his chart, Nurse Natalie. What do you see? Yes, routine surgery, but what else? See his height, weight, and age? And the doctor's notes? This poor man is likely just hangry. I know you didn't see the size of Mr. Thompson when he came in, but he's a big hunk of a man, and the doctor's orders have him on a limited food intake before his surgery tomorrow. That can make anyone irritable, even more so a man of his size. So it's our job to take his mind off of it and make him feel better. So again, just follow my lead and everything will be fine. However, I do need you to keep in mind that some of the skills you learned in nursing school might not get you very far here in the real world. Oftentimes, a good nurse has to think outside the box. So, I hope you're okay with that. Good. Very good. Let's go in. Oh, well, aren't we a grumpy bear today, Mr. Thompson? Now, Nurse Natalie, don't be intimidated by his size or demeanor yet. Distraction is the key. So, I'm just going to start unbuttoning the top of my nurse's uniform. Yes, remember you said you were okay with thinking outside the box. I hope you meant that. Now, I'll approach Mr. Thompson and talk in a calm, soothing voice. Aw, I know it's been rough cooped up in this room, Mr. Thompson. What's that? Not enough to eat. I know, sweetie. See, Nurse Natalie, a few more buttons undone to keep his attention. Showing off my cleavage and a bit of my belly. No, just stay there by the door for now. But don't fear, Mr. Thompson. Nurse Candy's gonna take good care of you. I've already sent Nurse Megan to get you some more jello and put... Oh, I know. You need something more satisfying, don't you? I think I can help with that. Nurse Natalie, come here and recline his bed back a bit. Now I'm just gonna wriggle out of the top of my uniform, take this bra off, lean over the patient a bit, and gently rub his forehead while my breasts hover right above his face, soothing him like this. Mr. Thompson, you know that I could get into big trouble if I go against the doctor's direct orders, right? And you don't want to get Nurse Candy in trouble, do you? I know you don't. And I know you're starving, too. So, how about I give you something to tide you over? It might not fill you up, but I promise it'll be very, very yummy, if you know what I mean. I thought you might. Would you like that, Mr. Thompson? Nurse Candy to feed you? Good boy. Now, never fear that these beds aren't sturdy, Nurse Natalie. They're made to take some abuse. So then, when I slide the hem of my white nurse's dress up like this, and slowly keep the patient's attention while sliding down my white lace panties like this. I already know that I can climb on the bed, even at the top, right by his face, like this, and not worry that it'll collapse. Oh, now, be a good boy, Mr. Thompson, and open wide. I know you're not. You're a big, strong man, with a big appetite. And Nurse Candy's gonna let you eat your fill. Now, I just straddle both sides of his head with my high heels like this, and really spread my stocking-covered thighs wide open. And you can always use a bedhead for stability while you lower your pussy onto a hungry patient's face, Nurse Natalie. Just like this. My. Oh, you are a hungry boy, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Now, don't be worried if they grab hold a little aggressively, Nurse Sally. You've just got to remember that he's really, really hungry. Hungry. Now, Nurse Natalie, it's not all about distracting the patient. It's about making him feel good, too, without unnecessary drugs before surgery. So, as you can see, he's feeling very good right now. Oh, God, really, really good. But once he's done eating, we don't want him frustrated again. So come closer and pull the sheet down, Nurse Natalie. Now, lift up his hospital gown all the way up and over that tent pole of his. Oh, God. Okay, let me just lean over here and reach for the Vaseline on his bedside table. He's got a firm grip on my ass. Don't worry, Mr. Thompson. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, at least, not until you're done. And you've got a big mouthful. Oh, my God. Here, Nurse Natalie, take the Vaseline and get your hand all lubed up. Oh, my God. You're gonna work Mr. Thompson's cock while he enjoys this hospital's finest cuisine. Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Wrap your hand around his cock. Oh, he's a big man all over, isn't he? Now, Nurse Natalie. Oh, my. Start stroking slowly. You have to remember, he's weak from not eating for the entire day, and we don't want to get him too excited too fast. He's already going pretty crazy just licking my pussy all over. Oh, God. Damn it. Oh, I can always tell the ones who are going to be pros at traveling down south. What, Nurse Sally? Because of his tan. Oh, you've got so much to learn. I'm not talking about vacationing. I mean, I can always spot the pros at eating pussy. Oh, goddamn. The way he flicks his tongue over my clit to get even more wetness flowing. Oh, that's talent right there. Oh, Charlie's done this a lot. If I didn't know any better. I think Mr. Thompson was trying to get me to squirt into his mouth. Is that a moan, big boy? Oh, is that what you want, Mr. Thompson? Nurse Candy's juice is filling you up? Just keep that up and you're gonna get a huge helping. Well, you might want to put your hands on my tits and hang on, Mr. Thompson. Nurse Natalie, with his hands covering my tits, why don't you undo your uniform blouse so Mr. Thompson has a little extra stimulation? And quicken those strokes and tighten up your grip. Yes, yeah, long, fast strokes from the base to the tip. Oh, he's going to be fed soon, and then we've got to have him coming right on the heels of that, so he's flooded with endorphins. Yes, right there. Oh, you lick there and stick your tongue in a bit, Mr. Thompson. Oh, God, that's it. Oh, coax it out. Fuck yes. Oh, just be ready, Nurse Natalie. You're going to want to make sure he doesn't make a mess. I have a feeling he's fully loaded and... God, I'm close. Oh, what? Just do what I do. Use your mouth. Wrap your lips around the head and suck. Oh, God. Oh, God, didn't mean you suck, big guy. Fuck, it's so good. Just don't let the sheets get messy, Nurse Natalie. Oh, I'm off duty soon, and I don't want to go from an amazing orgasm to cleaning linens if things get all wet. Wet? Yes, so wet. So fucking wet. Oh, God, Mr. Thompson! Oh, yes! Yes, I'm coming! Oh, God, I'm coming! Oh, no, Nurse Natalie! Suck hard! No! 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 Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, so good! Big guy. Well, I'd better climb down off of Mr. Thompson's face. Just look at him, Nurse Natalie. Doesn't he look so much better? See that big goofy grin on his face? Another satisfied patient. What's wrong? I can't understand what you're saying, Nurse Natalie. Do you still have his cum in your mouth? Well, swallow it! Oh, don't you dare spit that out in the bedpan, young lady! God, there's so much these interns need to learn here. Give it to me. Come on, bring your face next to mine and... Oh, God, yes, push it into my mouth with your tongue. God, I knew he'd have a lot. Well, Mr. Thompson. Well, I didn't expect to be the one doing the feeding and being fed. But what a great ending to a shift. That's why I love my job. Now, let's get dressed, Nurse Natalie. Aww. You're gonna miss your view, Mr. Thompson. Don't worry. Nurse Megan will be here any minute with some jello and pudding for you, okay? There's a good man. Now, let's head off, Nurse Natalie. What? What do you mean, what do we do about the floor? What puddle? Oh my. Nurse Natalie, you dirty girl, you. Well, at least from the looks of things, you're going to do very well at feeding hungry patients, too.